Hi, Lucia here, host of the Witch Money podcast. Join us each week as we bring you the best experts and top advice to help you make the most of your money. From property prices to budgeting, investment platforms to pensions, we'll be here to keep you informed. Here's a taste of what you can expect.
If you had invested £100 in the fund 3 years ago, you'd have just £61 today.
Gosh. Is it worth trusting a website that you don't know to save that 10p, that 20p?
The good news is it does look like we're hovering around the top of the interest rate hike cycle.
If I asked you what you earned here, you'd be absolutely horrified because we're told we should not talk about money.
Make sure to join us for new episodes every Friday, and I'll see you then.
Hello and welcome to the Witch Shorts podcast. I'm Rob Lily Jones. The usual reminder to leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening. It does really help other people find us so they can enjoy the podcast just like you. Today, we're hitting the road as data from the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders suggests that pure electric cars are expected to account for 1 in 5 new car sales this year. But this growth is mainly driven by sales of electric cars to companies, while sales to private buyers have slowed. And there's a key factor that tends to weigh heavily in the minds of car buyers: reliability. To find out more, I'll hand you over to Richard Headland to read this piece, originally written by Dino Barati.
Given that electric cars have far fewer moving parts than their petrol or diesel counterparts, it's reasonable to expect them to be the most dependable type of car around. However, our data suggests that's not always the case. Every year, we run one of the UK's largest car surveys, asking owners to describe their experiences with their vehicles over the previous 12 months. In the latest survey, which ran from May to July 2023, we heard from more than 50,000 owners about the 59,921 cars they own between them, covering everything from breakdowns and faults to recalls and time off the road for repairs. From this, we can judge the reliability of new cars and also used models up to 15 years old. Of course, reliability scores can change year on year. Cars that have been on the road for only a year or so typically have fewer faults, although there are some exceptions. But as you might expect, as the models age, the number of faults reported by owners tends to rise. The time it takes to fix problems can also vary widely, with longer time off the road for repairs leading to a lower overall reliability score. Our latest survey reveals that electric vehicles, or EVs, up to 4 years old, are more likely, on average, to experience at least one fault, compared with petrol cars of the same age. Our data also shows that compared with petrol cars, EVs spend 2 days longer off the road for repairs over the course of a year. Data released last year by the Institute of the Motor Industry, IMI, suggests that this could, in part, be down to shortages of qualified technicians. The IMI found that some areas of the UK have more EV technicians than others, so where you live might also play its part in how long repairs can take for an EV. There is some better news, though, with the difference in average breakdown rate between electric and petrol cars aged 0 to 4 years being just a single percentage point, 7 and 6% respectively. So while you may not be much more likely to break down, what are the other faults that seem to bug electric car owners? Looking at the 5 most common faults reported by EV and petrol owners, onboard computer software issues, which covers things such as display problems, infotainment bugs, and malfunctioning driver assistance systems, were reported in 10% of EV fault cases, significantly more than for petrol, where it accounted for just 4% of faults. As always, fault rates vary widely across different models, so it pays to do your research and read our reviews at witch.co.uk/cars. For example, instances of onboard computer problems were particularly high for the Volkswagen ID.3, affecting 21% of owners. That's up from 12% in our 2022 survey, and also high in the Ford Mustang Mach-E at 20%. Go for a Mini Electric, sold from 2020 to 2023, or Nissan Leaf from 2018 onwards, however, and the chances of suffering such an issue are markedly lower. Both of these EVs have a fault rate of just 2% for software issues, which is well below the average. Interestingly, faults with 12-volt batteries are less common than onboard computer issues and accounted for 7% of all reported EV faults. But again, this fault affected some models more than others. 1 in 5 or 20% of Volkswagen ID.3 owners mentioned experiencing this fault at least once, along with 19% of ID.4 owners. This problem affected less than 1 in 30 owners, that's just 3% of the Kia Soul Electric, and 5% of owners of the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Where an EV has a petrol or diesel-powered counterpart, we can also compare between models to see if a fault is more likely to affect the electric or combustion-powered car. While a considerable 10% of Vauxhall Corsa electric owners reported onboard computer software issues, just 1% of petrol or diesel Corsas of the same generation had the same problem. If you're after a truly reliable EV, our data suggests you should look no further than Kia's Soul Electric small SUV. An impressive 91% of these have remained fault-free, with just 4.3% of owners reporting a breakdown. It's not only the most reliable EV in our survey, it's also the second most reliable new car across all fuel types. This is even more notable considering that the car in its current form has been on sale since 2019. If you're looking for a trusty second-hand EV, the now-used-only Mini Electric from 2020 to 2023 also scored 5 stars for 0 to 4 year reliability. Impressively, not a single owner told us that their car broke down during the period covered by our survey, while only 8% of cars had any kind of fault. The average time off the road for repairs of just 1 day is also extremely low. Many people who own or would consider buying an EV are concerned about the cost of replacement batteries. After all, you don't want to be landed with a huge repair bill once your car's warranty is expired. This is an understandable worry. Indeed, 6% of EV owners who responded to our survey told us that their car's main battery pack had been replaced. But once again, this figure was skewed by several models with higher than average reported battery replacement figures. While the batteries of many popular models, such as the Kia e-Niro, rarely troubled owners, this isn't the case with Audi EVs. We've seen this issue in the past with Audi, and in our latest survey, 1 in 4 electric Audi owners told us that their car's battery had to be completely replaced in the time they've had the car. The Audi e-tron SUV was particularly affected, with 28% of owners reporting replacements. Certain Tesla models were also blighted by above-average battery replacement figures, with 17% of Model S and a huge 37% of Model X owners reporting the issue. Thankfully, most manufacturers offer 8-year battery warranties that cover replacements, typically if the car can't hold more than 70% of its original electricity capacity. But it's important to consider this risk if you buy an electric car outside of the warranty period. Looking at reliability beyond just EVs, the most reliable new car shows that simplicity can be a recipe for dependability. Even though it's been on the market since 2017, the Suzuki Ignis is proving to be a peerless choice in terms of reliability. Not a single Ignis owner told us that their car broke down, while 96% of cars didn't suffer from any faults over the 12 months covered by our survey. Across the 0 to 4 year age group, full hybrids were the most dependable type of car. Only around 4% of the 2,400 hybrid cars we heard about broke down over the survey period. Despite having both petrol and electric motors, they rate well for reliability. They don't have conventional clutches either, while engine parts are put under less strain due to the electric motor. At the other end of the scale, the Alpine A110 sports car continued to trouble owners and is the most unreliable car of any age group. An astonishing 75% were faulty, while the 65% breakdown rate is more than twice the figure of any other car we've seen. So, is it risky to buy an EV in 2024? While they aren't the most reliable type of car overall, our survey data shows that high fault rates with specific EVs are mostly to blame for this. And it also suggests that EVs are more dependable overall than diesel cars. As always, the key is to do your research, reading publications like our own car guide or the reviews on which.co.uk. Armed with this data, you can quickly find the models that give owners a relatively trouble-free driving experience and save yourself an expensive headache. And while the above average time that EVs spend off the road is a concern, it's also one that should subside as the UK continues its shift, albeit an adjusted one, to electrification in 2035.
Thank you, Richard, for taking us through that piece, originally written by Dino Baratti for our 2024 Car Guide. And if you want to get your hands on a copy of the Car Guide, then do sign up to become a Which member. To do that, then just follow the link in the description for today's episode. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters. And you can do that at which.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Which Shorts, and thanks for listening. Which Shorts was produced by me, Rob Lilly Jones, edited by Adrian Bradley, while the exec producer was Grace Farrell.
Like listening to podcasts just like this one from the team at Which? Well, we've got some good news. All our podcasts are now available to listen to on YouTube and YouTube Music. So whether you like listening to Get Answers, Which Shorts or Which Money, all episodes can now be listened to directly on YouTube or through the YouTube Music app. To find them, just search for the podcast you'd like to listen to. YouTube's additional functionality also means that you can now read along with subtitles as you listen. Don't panic though. All Which podcasts are still available to listen to elsewhere too. So wherever you listen, we'll see you soon.